Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dead serious about this, and you can hit record on this. This is terrible. I hate the Cavs. You gotta stop. I got people, like, recording this stuff.
These are things that you said on the radio.
I did not say them. And you're gonna, I'm telling you right now, there are people.
I want the Cavs to lose.
You said that too?
That's clearly manipulated. I'm serious. There are people who are taking it and like putting
it
on social media.
Smeagol even.
And I want the Cavs to lose.
What are you doing it? What are you doing to me?
Smeagol.
What are you doing to me?
Hey, Ken,
why?
Ken right now sounds like a politician who is backs against the wall, doesn't like things that he's actually said has been used against him. By the way, Twitter reaction. We'll get to the phones here. X reaction brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Nettie says, I don't think it was game 82. It was all 82 games. They were so inconsistent, frankly, looked pretty bad the last few weeks. Well, they looked pretty bad the last few weeks. I think we know why. Donovan Mitchell was playing on like one knee. He says he's 100% now. He did look really good the last time we saw him against the Pacers, and the Cavs, frankly, you know, took command of that game. And I don't know, how many teams this year in the NBA feel really good about all 82? I mean, does Philadelphia feel good about all 82? How about Miami, who might be eliminated tonight? How about Golden State, who was eliminated already? How about the Pelicans, who there was one stretch of the year, they were the best team in basketball. They could be eliminated tonight. So you want to talk about all 82, I think Cavs are feeling pretty good in comparison to those teams I just referenced.
I'm getting trolled right now. I mean, guys, if you want to turn it on me, you guys, I guess I'll just take your beatings, and that'll be the end of it. I'm telling you, I have let go, and I let go a few days ago. I let go a few days ago of Sunday. I'm done with Sunday. I'm telling you, I came in Wednesday morning. I was accused of not letting go of Sunday. I came in Wednesday morning. I was done. I was moving on. And, of course, I got accused of other things. I have been besmirched. This is not true. I want them to win, and I want people to be excited for them. We're done. We're moving on. We have to. It was an ugly afternoon on Sunday. And I'm sure that if they go out there and they lose tomorrow, well, it's going to be right back in people's forefront of their minds. I'm going to guarantee that. But I gotta get excited for this. We don't know when the playoffs. Someone just sent me a picture of Ricky Davis saying we had to root for this guy. We should be excited about the playoffs. Yes, please. Take that tact. It scares me if people are still down on this team.
People that are talking about Sunday, I don't know. I'm watching TV. They're getting the arena ready for a playoff game. They're putting the T-shirts down. That means they're in the freaking playoffs, guys. Come on.
I got Sir CeCe there.
Now, we can get another argument of whether you need to wear the T-shirt.
Well, you can wear the T-shirt. Just don't wear a collared shirt. It's Saturday. You can't be wearing the button-up
St. John's Bay
collared shirt. Leave the Van Heusen in for Monday. Right? Leave the Van Heusen in for Monday. You wear it on Monday. I understand you got to go to work. I would bring a change of clothes, but what the hell? It shouldn't be a business crowd tomorrow. It should be a loud place tomorrow. Very excitable. 216-474-0092. I'm going to get the Greg Newsom coming up here in a moment. Let me get the Craig in Brecksville. Hello.
Morning, guys. How are you? Happy Friday.
Craig, same to you. Go right on ahead, friend.
So I'm going to tell you exactly why everybody is so freaked out about this whole last game of the season, Cavs things. The Cavaliers have absolutely no identity. Since the All-Star break, tell me what the Cavaliers do well. I mean, what, if something goes south in the playoffs, if we get, if the other team goes on a run, what are the Cavaliers right now, since the All-Star break, what do they do well?
Yeah, but what happened after the All-Star break? Why is it that they didn't have an identity and they couldn't forge one after the All-Star break?
Well, the whole chemistry of the team changed when Garland came back.
And Donovan Mitchell got injured.
While those guys were out, Cleveland was known as a played rock-solid defense. They moved the ball fast, and they were a three-point shooting team. Since those guys came back after the All-Star game, I don't know what they do well. The total chemistry of the team changed. What they do on offense changed. Their identity changed. And the 82-game season comes and goes, last game of the season, and people are sitting there going, well, what did we learn? Who are we? And the playoffs are coming up, and they're freaked, and I get it.
Okay, so, I understand. Everything you said is true. Everything you said, I can't dispute anything you said. You know, Donovan Mitchell did miss 27 games this year. I do think that has a big part in why they didn't have that cohesiveness throughout the year. And as much as what you said is right, that they did look better without Garland, that stuff was never going to help them in the playoffs. You were never going to get close enough to your ceiling without Darius Garland. I don't know what you guys are doing in the background, but I'm trying to explain that they were never going to be
bad,
at
man.
Their peak.
I feel bad.
They were never going to be at their peak in the playoffs without their best players.
I should have lied to everybody on Monday. I didn't know this was
going to
happen.
So if this team's playoff hopes are coming down to a 6'3 or 6'4 guard who's notoriously not done great in the playoffs and has had an injury history, if the rest of this team is coming down, that's our fate. Wouldn't you be freaked? I mean, he's a good player, rock-solid player, but he is – I mean, look at the guys we're going against.
Is he not the best player in this series?
He is the best player in this series, Craig.
Yeah, when he's healthy and when he's playing well.
I think even if he's at 80%, I still think he's the best player in the series. On, Craig. You can't meet me halfway and admit that. That's what my arguments are for everybody. I'm yelling, come on, Adam. I should have just lied to him on Monday. I should have just lied. Jay in Akron, hello.
Yeah, so I feel like everybody's hesitant about the Cavs because they want them to win, but not win enough to run it back again with JB. I mean,
is that what it is? Everybody's just thinking big picture and they want to move on from JB?
I feel like he's a coach who can't coach when it matters. We have a point guard who can't point guard when it matters.
Do you think they're going to win this series?
It's going to be tough because we do way too many ill-advised shots for a possession-by-possession game. And playoffs come down to the last 2 minutes. And what do we know about JB in the last 2 minutes? What do we know about Darius Garland in the last 2 minutes? I mean, that's the real gut feeling that everybody has. We want to be excited, but we should have fired JB before the season.
I'm just hearing myself, Jay, like, I'm not going to run you, and I can't even disagree with you. I'm just hearing myself at different times during the regular season. Like, when you're talking about the 2 minutes and the JB, like, I'm hearing even Craig. Craig's making these points, and I just don't want to hear him because we're a day away. And, Jay, thank you for the call. We're a day away from a playoff game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But I hear myself and plenty of fans, and you, Anthony, you as well, at different times during the regular season leading up to this.
I just don't understand.
I just wish
fans,
I would have just
fans,
acted like nothing happened on Sunday and everything would have been
fan,
fine on Monday.
Every fan is dwelling on the bad from the season, and every fan is forgetting that the Cavs are favored in this series.
They are.
I just think fans don't know anything about the Magic, and they're just taking the last month of the season where Donovan was injured, and they're saying we're going to lose because we lost last year to the Knicks. I don't think that is a critical way to think about what's going to happen this week. Like, I just don't understand why we're just taking the worst. Imagine if the Browns going into the playoffs, all we did was think about the games that we lost during the season against the Rams and the Seahawks.
Yeah, you've done that
and Denver. Is that all we did? No, we focused on the good. We focused on the good things that we saw. But yep, the Cavs were all just sitting there remembering the bad stuff. That's amazing to me. As if they didn't have a great stretch throughout the year.
KC in Cleveland. Hello.
Yo. I think a good way to describe what our identity is right now is that we're a scrappy team, and we're just fundamentally sound. Though, you know, there's a lot of players that's scrappy.
Scrappy would also mean scrappy would all stay with me, KC. That would also mean toughness. They do have to prove that tomorrow. They do have to start proving that in that
totally
series.
Agree with you.
There you go. Continue, KC.
And with a little bit of toughness, right? Because, I mean, because not all of them got the toughness that we want, but so that's why I call it scrappy. I mean, with Donovan, even, you see him at the end of the game, he go throw his glasses on. Now, I ain't taking a shot at people who wear glasses, but I'm just saying, you know, we got fundamental people who are scrappy, right?
Wait, what?
I mean, Kurt Rambis wore glasses. He was willing to swing on anybody.
Who was that?
Kurt Rambis was willing to wear glasses. He was willing to swing on anybody back in the day.
Yeah, he was also fundamentally sound, too, though.
It's very true. Guys who wear glasses tend to be fundamentally sound.
He knew what to be on the court. But my second point is, too, though, I think that the move we made when we botched that last game was good because, all right, if we get through Orlando, I think we match up better with Boston, and I think we'll give Boston a run for their money. I'm not saying that we're going to beat Boston. But I think that we'll definitely give Boston a better run for their money.
There we go.
We in New York.
Now we're moving in the right direction. KC, thank you. Wasn't Kareem Abdul-Jabbar wearing goggles when he fought Kent Benson?
Yeah. Horace Grant had some scraps.
Yeah. Horace Grant was tough. He wore goggles.
Rec specs.
Yeah. Matt North Canton, hello.
Hey, morning, gents.
Same to you, my friend.
Hey, so I'm going to have to side with Tone with what he's saying with the playoffs here. First off, the East is wide open. Look at Milwaukee. And we're not talking about how all these other teams have been faltering the last month.
And now we're cutting a promo.
And the injuries. How are we going to forget and negate the major injuries to this team? We were the best team in the NBA all through January and parts of February. How are you going to forget that? Tone, I'm right there with you. We are focusing, or not me. A majority of the fans are focusing on the negative. When we're in the freaking playoffs again, how many years do Cleveland teams not make the playoffs in our lifetime?
Let's just
be happy with what we've got. And I'm excited as hell because I'm going to the game tomorrow, and I am rocking that T-shirt, and I'm getting rocking. So let's go.
Here we go. Thank you very much, Matt. See? I got it. Damn it. Let's go.
There's
here.
One.
Let's get going.
Yeah, this one.
You got to start somewhere.
That's true.
Let's get going with them. One more, and then I got a thing to say about Greg Newsom. Hello, Jay.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, first to answer your first question, how many teams are looking at the games from last year? I would think everybody but three, because there's only three teams in the Eastern Conference that had a better record over 82 games. The Cavs are the fourth best team in the East because of their record. I mean, that's what we go by. If you watch the game Friday night, I don't care about Sunday's game. That was a throwaway. No one should be even worried about that game. That meant nothing. They sat three of their best guards at the beginning of the game, and then Porter gets hurt in the first half. That's a throwaway. That meant nothing. Just like the Browns last game, it meant nothing. And Friday night's game was just it was fantastic. The play where they fought with the Pacers, I'm excited. I was at a bar Friday night. It was packed, and they were screaming watching that game.
Yeah, you know, Friday was a hell of a day. They started off so hot. They were great in that game. You know what? I mean, Jay, you're right about that. I'm not trying to like fake it. I mean, that game, I wish that game was on Friday, obviously, or Sunday.
Why?
I mean,
why? You're smarter than that, Ken. You're one of the smarter guys. You're like Nick Wilson, who doesn't know a damn thing about
Jay, come on. Pull the punch, Jay.
He's like a comedy guy. He's like a clown.
We're a team here.
Pull the punch, Jay.
We're a team here. Come on.
It's a group. It's a team here. Jay.
But Ken, you're smarter than that, Ken.
I'm an emotional boy. And Jay, I hate that.
He's got to go.
I hate that he did this.
He cannot do that. Especially Nick's not here to defend himself.
Well, Jay kind of set up. Now I can't say what I want to say about Greg Newsom because I heard it from Nick and I was going to start ripping Nick for it. So I can't just turn right around and rip Nick. I'll just say this. Can I say this real quick? We got Kevin Stefanski coming in at 8 o'clock. I heard yesterday they asked Albert Breer about Greg Newsom and whether or not you trade Greg Newsom. And I like and respect Nick. That's an eraser phrase. That's what you say about another guy in your station before you go in on him. If you think you're going to get a third round pick or something for Greg Newsom, I think you're just bored by the draft and you just want something to get excited about in the draft, so you're willing to trade somebody. Do we have audio? Is this Albert?
Albert Breer.
Here's
Ever
Albert.
Heard of him?
Here's Albert Breer yesterday on Afternoon Drive.
That would be one position where they've shown that they can draft and develop there, and they already have a big money player in Denzel Ward. Like, I think that would be one of those things where if you look at it and you project a year out and say we're going to lose him in free agency. So, like, if you were looking at it and say you decide we're not going to pick it up because it's fully guaranteed, it's a lump sum, we just can't do it, whatever, then, yeah, I think, like, being able to trade him and trade him now to give the other team in the deal the fifth-year option and the option to pick that up might behoove you. Yeah, so, I mean, Greg Newsom is a really good player, and the Browns were really good at that corner position last year, and they've got some decent depth there with Emerson and those guys, too. Like, I think they might have some flexibility to do something there. Obviously, some other team would need to make it worth their while.
I mean, I don't think that Greg has done anything wrong to say you wouldn't pick up the fifth-year option, considering a lot of fifth-year options that do get picked up. The other part of it is if you let him hit free agency and you do get a compensatory pick, it's probably – now, I'm the rules are always scattershot about this. If you're talking about a third-round pick but you're wanting to trade for a third and a fifth like Nick was talking about here, what are we waiting on? Or, excuse me, what are we doing this for? If I'm going to get a compensatory pick if he hits free agency in a couple years and the best you're getting me is a third-round pick, why are we making this move now? Why would you?
I'm confused.
And let me add one more thing here because this is the second time this has been brought up by everybody in earnest. Let me add one more thing before we get to Fix My Life. And I know you're confused, and we'll bring this right back after Fix My Life. I want everybody to think about this. Does anybody think Denzel Ward is going to play all 17 games this year? Anybody out there? Okay, so if you don't have Denzel Ward playing all 17 games, you might miss Greg Newsom a whole hell of a lot in a season that you're expected to make the playoffs and take a deep run in. Fix My Life coming up next, where whether you like it or don't like it, you better learn to love it because it's the only thing you're going to hear this evening. Coming up on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.